Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and in today's episode, we'll be taking a lesson on this question from listener Sal.
Is the behaviour of school students affected by moon phases?
Well, that's an interesting one. Fiction stories are full of tales about werewolves. People who become feral and transform into a wolf-human hybrid during the nights of a full moon. But is there any particular grounds of science that shows this idea of the moon affecting our behaviour? I reached out to the clinical director of the Sleep Medicine Centre in Lisbon to give us answers.
Hello everybody, I am Teresa Paiva, a sleep specialist from Portugal. A study in Germany in adolescents from 14 to 17 years of age displayed no lunar periodicity in objective physical activity, subjective sleep quality, or time in bed.
Pretty clear-cut answer. Children's behaviour isn't affected by the phases of the moon. Well, Teresa thinks there's a bit more to it.
The sweet light of the moon enabled nocturnal light to our ancestors, it making possible dwelling, hunting, parties. Nowadays, we are surrounded by artificial light and forget the moon.
We know that the phases of the moon are caused by it reflecting the light of the sun at different positions towards the Earth, with a full moon reflecting the most amount of light. This enables us to have some brighter nights, which can more importantly keep us awake.
Full moon, however, seems to have important effects for sleep in adults, reducing its duration and its efficiency. Furthermore, indigenous communities in Argentina were compared with college students in the United States. In both groups, sleep starts later and is shorter on the nights before the full moon, when moonlight is available following dusk.
That's the key part of this question. Sleep. Students who don't get enough sleep often find the school experience to be more difficult. Tasks that involve planning are most impaired by tiredness. But just how important is the moon in this equation?
A multinational study from 9 to 11 years old in 12 countries found that sleep duration differed significantly between moon phases. In fact, sleep was 5 minutes per night shorter during full moon compared with the new moon. In fact, the difference is very small, and its significance in practice is questionable.
Sleep deprivation plays a key part in a child's behaviour at school. And whether it's caused by the moon or by other outside factors, it's still something we must be aware of. Thank you to Sal for submitting this question. Next week, we'll be answering Fiona's question of...
How do I hear a voice in my head when I'm thinking? And can this voice be influenced by accents?
If you at home have a question, submit it to our forum at nakedscientists.com/forum or email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. I'm Otis Kingsman. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.